I'm so glad we decided to take this trip. It's been a couple years since I visited home. A little. Traveling is always nice. It makes you appreciate just how much you love your own home. It gives you perspective on where you've come from, you know? How about you? Missing home yet? I know, it's only been a few days, but you never know. Some people are put off by the jungle. Maybe you miss all those big buildings and billboards and traffic. Yes, it was a very different lifestyle. We've always communicated with the main cities and towns, mostly through trade. Although my village doesn't appear in any map and cannot be found through conventional means, we still value other cultures and their perspectives. Computers? I knew how to use a computer from a very young age. While we don't have them, we could occasionally visit different towns and such to learn. Some of my fondest memories growing up were going to the library to play on computers and borrow different books. Yeah, there are a lot of misconceptions about my people and their culture. Television, movies, so forth. They always depict all women's societies in problematic ways. They assume we hate men. That we kill anyone who dares to approach our village. But that's not true. We love men. I bet you didn't expect to hear that. Were you hoping to write a hot story about how much my people hate men? Yearn to slaughter them and stick to our reclusive ways. I expected as much. Did you always want to be a journalist? Makes sense. It sounds like you really love what you do. And getting to travel is so much fun, isn't it? Do you think you'll ever want to settle down? Give up this life of traveling and writing stories? No? Not even to be a father? That's a shame. You're quite handsome. You'd probably father some very healthy daughters. Curiosity, inquisitiveness, good physical health. Yes, you would be a great father. I bet your seed is tenacious. Oh, sorry. Cultural misunderstanding. This is a very normal compliment for the women of my tribe. It's not meant to be sexual, per se. Sort of like saying, you're handsome. I apologize if I made you uncomfortable. Great. Well, it looks like it's starting to get dark. We should probably set up camp and rest now. I'm so eager. Yes, we're very close. But it's best to be well rested before we visit my home. My family will be excited to have me home, and the village likes to celebrate when a daughter of the tribe returns. There will be lots of music and dancing, and you'll get lots of attention as a man. Don't worry, I'll set up the tent. You just keep writing and focus on your notes. Come on. Open. Open. Yes. Yes. Open your mouth. That's it. There's a good boy. Just drink. and drink from my breast. No, no, shh. You've already swallowed so much of my milk. The tranquilizer is flooding your body now. Soon enough, you won't be able to move. Yes. The milk of an Amazonian has a special effect. It's from the plants we eat our whole lives. They have a mild, tranquilizing, and hallucinogenic effect. We grow resistance to it. And by the time we're mothers, it helps our children sleep. But it also helps luring sweet, stupid, trusting men like you into our village. You know, you really are cute. Too shy to ask me how the women of my tribe reproduce. If you had asked or prodded, maybe you wouldn't have gotten this far. You're gonna learn so much about my culture. It's just a shame no one will ever know. You see, there are no men in our village. Only breeding stock. And boys birthed to a mother are adopted out to local cities, villages, towns. But the men who are present have been selected by women once they reach adulthood and go on their pilgrimage. We travel, learn, party, have many sexual partners. And occasionally some stay, but most of us return home. Oh, come on, baby. Keep drinking. You don't need your strength. My sisters will be here soon to carry you to our new home. You're never going to need to worry about food or shelter or money or anything else ever again. You're gonna live a long time. Don't worry. You'll be treated like a pet. And you'll sire many children. After I'm done with you, you'll be used over and over again by those who choose not to take their pilgrimage. It's an honor, really. One many men dream of. You're finally dozing off. Good boy. When you wake up, your new life will begin. Shh. Rest. You have the rest of your life to wake up to. Tomorrow. Good morning. Hey, it's okay. You're safe. Don't worry, you're home now. Yes, I'm sorry for this. We always restrain new breeding stock at the beginning. We need to make sure you won't hurt anyone who's breeding with you. Most men put up a fight for a few weeks before accepting their new life. Did you sleep well? The breast milk of an Amazonian is, after all, used first and foremost by mothers, but it does work on sweet, gullible men as well, doesn't it? I'm sure it was the best sleep of your life, albeit a bit of a bumpy ride to get here. Oh, no. It's not an aphrodisiac at all. You're just aroused. Typically, the bodies of chosen breeding stock are much quicker to accept their new role than their mind is. Your body sees a beautiful, curvaceous, fertile woman standing before you, naked. And it becomes clear what its purpose is. You were made to pleasure and breed. But we're not monsters. We are civilized women. We intend to extract your seed in a way that will be most effective, but also pleasurable for you. Do not resist me. You're merely delaying the inevitable. I'm sorry if I push too hard. Amazonian women have twice the strength of a man. Don't worry, though. I'll be gentle. Let's lubricate your cock now, shall we? Such a big, meaty cock you have. And beautiful, fertile balls. Filled to the brim with potential daughters, aren't they? Let's feel how heavy they are in my hand. Goddess divine. I picked a good one, didn't I? The way your cock fills my hand is wonderful. Can't wait to feel it. Fill my pussy with your seed. Yeah. Let's get these balls of yours warmed up for breeding. Fuck, your balls feel so good in my mouth. Do you like it when I run my tongue over them like this? Fuck. Okay. Let's get your cock primed now. Oh, don't even bother saying no. Your cock has been leaking pre-cum this entire time. I know you're wet for me. And we're gonna get that cock even wetter. Fuck. The weight's dripping down my throat. You haven't come in some time, have you? Not a single time. Not at the hotel. Plane ride. Nothing. Was someone hoping to get lucky with me? Or my sisters? It's ironic, isn't it? It looks like your wish came true. Now you'll never have to worry about masturbating again. Your cock belongs to the women of Amazonia. The breeding stock aren't allowed to waste seed. We consider it a loss of potential daughter. And doing so will result in punishment so severe. You wouldn't dare make the same mistake twice. Your face shows fear, but your body's on the edge of orgasming, isn't it? Let's get you as close as we can, shall we? You know, even if you did escape, no one would believe you. The world doesn't believe women are capable of such a society, let alone these methods of breeding. But don't worry. You won't escape. No one ever has. But because no man has ever wanted to. Not after their cocks have felt the mouths, oh, the tongues, oh, cunts, and assholes of Amazonian women. Yes, you will be used as a toy as well. Your seed remains precious to us, but sometimes a girl just wants something in her ass. You understand, don't you? Don't worry your pretty little head about that, though. Just focus on my mouth. Is someone close to coming? No, none of that. No coming for you just yet. I told you, wasting seed is a crime here. Prepare your cock to be swallowed by my cunt. Are you ready to become a father? Too bad. Oh, fuck. There it is. God, my womb hasn't felt this full in ages. Your cock is really magnificent. Just breathe. I know you're close, but let's savor this. Yeah. The more pleasure we experience together, the more likely I am to get pregnant. No, not that it's really hard. Especially with a womb as eager as mine. And balls like yours, filled to the brim with cum just waiting to gush out. Enough talk. Let's fucking breed. Oh, God. Yeah, there it is. Right fucking there. Oh, you feel so good. You're gonna be the most popular stud for miles around. Women like me will come to you every day and use your body over and over and over. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, I can barely think. This feels so good. God damn you. Oh, and this perfect fucking dildo of cock. Oh, you're being so good for me. Yeah, you're gonna be good for all the women who use you, aren't you? Yeah, I can't fucking wait to bear your children. Over and over again. See how my sisters bear your daughters with me. Yeah. We're gonna pull all the cum out of you. Every single day. Until you pass out from exhaustion. Fuck. Using you like this. Hearing your moans. And feeling your cock twitch inside me. Begging for release. Oh my god. Fuck, it just feels so fucking good. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh. Fuck. Oh my god, that was so fucking amazing. Goddess. Oh. Are you ready to come too? Oh, you don't need to beg. Like I said earlier, It's gonna happen either way. Okay, let's get these legs up. And there's a reason it was named after us. Goddess. This position is the best. You get even fucking deeper. Perfect for what I'm about to do here. Come on, sweet one. Let's get me pregnant. Oh, you're even harder than before. You're settling into your role so quickly. Usually studs take a few breeding sessions to settle in, but you... Oh, you're living for this, aren't you? No more stresses of the outside world in these walls. No more worries. Just breeding. All you're here to do is eat and sleep and fuck. Do you feel that? You feel how eager my cunt is for you? My pussy's so wet, it's dripping down your full balls. Come on, pet. Ride it out. Build up that orgasm. I want you to shoot your massive load and coat my fucking walls in your cum. Yeah, I want you to give me fucking triplets. That's it. Fucking fill my womb like a good little stud. Yeah. That's right. All fucking day. Your cock being milked over and over again. Oh, so fucking deep. But you've never been fucked like this before, have you? Fuck. Oh, I can feel you getting harder and deeper. You're ready to come, aren't you? Please. Oh, please fucking come. Yeah, I need it. I need your fucking seed. Stop holding back. Come. Come for your fucking goddess. Come. Yes. 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 Oh, I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel your warm cum filling up my womb. Fuck. Oh, there's so much. Oh, goddess, yes. We're not stopping just yet. I need to pull out every drop of you. We'll keep going until your cock gets soft. Now I can never get enough of you. Oh, your perfect cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. And now to just... There we go. Just need to keep my legs in the air for a bit. I gotta make sure your cum really works its way into me. Shh, don't be scared. Come here. Drink from my breast again. Let mommy take care of you. There you go. Just keep drinking. Like a good boy. Yeah, drink up. You'll need your rest. I think in a few hours I'll be ready for another round of breeding. I want at least 2 more loads out of you before I head home for the evening. You're already so sleepy, aren't you? Good boy. Just close your eyes. Your job is done for now, and you did so well, and you deserve to rest. And when you wake up, we're gonna have so much fun.